Okie doke. We're going to listen to a PSA. I don't think anyone's listening right now, so I can't get a PSA. I can't, like, find one that I know I definitely want. But we're going to find one. So just for now, listen to Velvet Underground, stay tuned for a PSA, and stay tuned in general, because it's going to be a great show. I have a really good PSA. So this semester, I am volunteering with the PD Green program at Essex County Correctional, tutoring people who are incarcerated there. This PSA is about schools, not prisons, about the school-to-prison pipeline. If you do not know anything about it, call in and I will talk to you about it. I'll talk your ear off. Call me at 855-915-9636 and we can talk about the school-to-prison pipeline and mass incarceration and about how to make it better. Otherwise, I'm going to play some music and you're going to listen to this PSA. Enjoy.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
So I try to officials attend demonstrations. It's hardly a sink or swim when all is well if the ticket sells.
Thank you.
Hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. My name is Haley, and I'm your DJ for the hour. It is 2:25 p.m. In the past few minutes, we've listened to Loving by Land of Talk. We're coming to the area pretty soon, a couple weeks. Three Rings by Grizzly Bear, Silver by Caribou, Congratulations by MDMT, and just now was Stranded by Flight Facilities. Playlist this week was inspired by the show that I saw on Sunday night, which was with Tennis and Overcoats. If you do not know either of those bands, I highly recommend you look them up right now, unless you're driving. In that case, look them up when you get home and are safe, because they're both fantastic. Especially the third time I've seen Tennis live. Brought my parents. It was a Christmas gift for them, so that was cute. And they were really fantastic, so it was a good time. You'll have some of both of those bands coming up in the next few minutes. If anybody is listening right now, shoot me a message, let me know. I can give you a shout out. Otherwise, I will not know if you are listening, and you will not get a shout out, and that is very sad. So yeah, that's that. Next up, we got some Japanese Breakfast. In the background here is some Chromeo. Enjoy. Thank you. back on air so soon because of two things. The first is I forgot the reason I went on air last time was because I was going to talk about how much I love that Caribou song because it has like very cool Blade Runner vibes. And if you also like Blade Runner vibes, this weekend, Tufts Film Series is hosting a free weekend, as they always do. Movies are always free in Barnum 104 for Blade Runner, regular Blade Runner, director's cut, and the new Blade Runner, which I have not seen in totality because I did not enjoy it when I started it, but that's okay. You should watch it anyway. There will be free popcorn, free movie, and that's going to be great. I won't be there probably, but you should go anyway, and then you should tell me, and I will clap and say thank you for supporting this awesome club that I love very much, and also for watching Blade Runner. You should pat yourself on the back. It's a great movie, and it'll be for you a treat. So that's that. Also wanted to come on air super quick after I was just on air to say shout out to Bread Coffee House for listening to the radio show. Thank you to everybody there for tuning in and listening to me talk and play music, and also for supporting WMFO in general. If you do not know what Bread is, it is an awesome place to go and hang out off campus with really cool, supportive people. You can check them out on their Instagram at Bread Coffee House Boston. So, yeah. So much promotion, not even of myself, of other people. Yay! And there's Nate, who can also talk about Bread Coffee House if he wants to. He works there, so he has a lot more information than I do. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Back to the music. This is Miami Horror. We'll be right back.
Something I can leave behind.
Okay, I'm gonna sign off now. We have one more song. If you just tuned in, you missed out on a great show. It is 2:58 p.m. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. My name is Haley. This is Almost Friday. Next up is going to be Nate's show. So if you like music, you can stay listening. If you like music, that is my rousing endorsement of Nate's show. Tune in next week. Same time. Similar music. Because I don't change up that much. Please enjoy this next song.